So I'm late, and I apologize for that. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I know it's not even the right stream, right? I'm supposed to be. I had already set a stream to be live on. Oh, and we got some background lighting there as well. So, all right. So here's what I wanted to do. And I apologize for being discombobulated. And I apologize for being late. And I made some notes. So I'm on vacation right now. And thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to keep this short, 20, 30 minutes. And do me a favor. If you found this stream, please grab the YouTube link, post it on the other stream, let other folks know that I'm live in Virginia. I'm on a different stream. I don't know why it's not easier on YouTube to go ahead and find. Yeah, exactly. I'm all alone on the stream. Kimberly, do me a favor. Below this video, if you'll grab the YouTube link, put it on the other stream. Again, I don't know why, if I'm not at my workstation, why it's so hard to find the link I already made. I don't know why that is. Yep, so you'll see it. Again, below the video, YouTube link. Grab it, share it. If you're watching on demand, I apologize for all this introduction. Why isn't Jay getting to the point? So I get that. I understand that. And again, I appreciate you guys joining me again on a Tuesday night for finding this show. We're going to talk about a few things. One, we're going to talk about the next show, which is we have so many folks asking for, it's my IP address. Thank you, Gerard. Ding. I don't have any of my props. I'm in Virginia. I'm hanging out with family, and I'm not, I'm off the grid except for right now. We're going to talk about next show, which is starting in car hauling. You know, I wrote a blog post a few years ago, 20 Steps to Start Car Hauling. I didn't do that to tell anybody how to start car hauling. I just knew that so many folks were asking that I thought I'd put together a list. And I Googled, you know, there's 7 steps and 5 steps that just seem like not enough actual steps. So we're going to be talking next week about starting in car hauling. And again, this is not get started, get rich, it's easy, none of that. And I do get messages from folks that have been transporting vehicles for over 20 years. They clearly have the authority over me talking about it. But we still get all the time folks asking, how do I get started? I want to grow my business. And I ask the question, and this is what next week is all about. I ask the question, if there's that many people that want to start car hauling, how do we get the people that want to start connected to all the businesses nationwide? So many fleets are looking for drivers. I know the problem is, well, I don't want to be a driver. I want to be an owner. Well, but is there an opportunity to drive for another company for a while before you come and become an owner? Because then when we look at the people, thank you for the thumbs up. Thank you so much. When we look at the people asking, you know, okay, so I don't want to be, but I just need a dispatcher. Okay, well, if you're asking if you just need a dispatcher and that's your business strategy, I do believe it's time to go again to look at working for a fleet to learn the business strategy. You can't rely on a dispatcher to be your business strategy. For example, if you had a business plan, if you had an auto transport business plan, and when it said business strategy of developing customers and building a base, building that blue sky in case you were to sell one day, it doesn't say C dispatcher, right? That wouldn't make sense. So we're going to be talking more about that next week. I also, one of the things I want to talk about is, yes, chip shortage. I know chip shortage is boring. It's boring. We've seen it in headlines. We're ready for more. You know, what's the murder of the day or the gossip of the day? But the thing is that chip shortage and part shortage and these other shortages, they're going to be with us a while. So we can ignore it if we want to. And if that bores you, I apologize. But it's going to be with us a while. I'm not going to talk about it ad nauseum every week. But it is part of the formula of things we need to talk about. So you've got growing your business, building a customer base, chip shortage. Also, I want to thank Martin Romju and Bobbitt Business Media. There is a, yeah, there's plenty of cars that don't have chips. Amen, Bogey Joe. You can't throw a rock now without talking to somebody who's got, who's been affected by the chip shortage. It's everywhere. And it seems crazy. It's, you know, there's a part of us, I think, that thinks, man, there's got to be a conspiracy that can't be right. But it's everywhere, and many people are now waiting months for vehicles. And OEMs are now, well, we know, they're shipping vehicles that don't have all the... It's not that they're shipping vehicles that don't have all the parts. They've put them at a certain stage. They're not sending them to the dealership yet. But, and so if I would think, please let me know. Are you a, if you or somebody you know is a veteran car hauler, you've been moving 9 cars, OEM to dealer, for years. Business as usual, everything's fine, and that's now being affected by the chip shortage. I really want to know. And I think that there are more and more people that want to know, because dealers, right? If you, how many dealerships do you drive by and you're seeing so many less cars? All right, Jay, we got it. Chip shortage. Again, so growing your customer base as an auto transport business, chip shortage, and then also I mentioned drivers, driver shortage, staffing shortage, which again seems crazy. It doesn't seem possible. But does this get to the stimulus? Maybe. Actually, I do want to know that too, how people feel about, has the stimulus affected driver shortage more than actual COVID and health? I don't know. I have a note here. Okay, business development. So we're going to keep talking about business development. And then news and networking. I don't have my news in front of me, but let's talk about networking. So the last time I went on vacation, it was Tuesday night, I was in Denver, Colorado, and I felt like, you know, I was at a campground, and I went live, and I thought, you know, I'm just kind of phoning it in, and I don't really want to do that. I never want this channel to be a channel that just phones it in. You know, I think we can all name some content where we feel like that. Sometimes that happens at trade shows, which again is why I like to talk about trade shows so much. So what I did was I went live in Denver. That was in July. I feel like the shows since that time have been really strong. And a big part of that reason is the IARA San Antonio Conference. And again, I don't want to bore anybody with IARA San Antonio. Jay and Ty go on and on about this trade show. But the thing is that no matter where you go right now, is when you're talking business, you're going to keep hearing the word relationships. Now, you don't need a relationship to book an Uber, right? You just need a phone and a credit card and a route, which gets, and I mean, that plays a part in transportation, logistics, and speed of need, okay? But the thing is, in times of shortage as of now, the stock of relationships goes up, which is where we are. So if we were in high volume, churn and burn, maybe the relationships don't matter. And I also know that, and this is something that Ty and I have talked a lot about, is when we talk about building relationships with Jay, there is more people on the other live in Virginia stream. Yeah, thank you, Michael. Will you help? I don't know how to find that live stream. Thank you, YouTube. I'll have to research it. I don't know why it's so hard. Plus, I was running late. Honestly, I wasn't even ready to go live tonight till after my usual time. So, if you all will put the, if you look below this video in YouTube, and you'll see a share link. If you click share, click copy, and you can grab that YouTube link, and please send it over, right? Ty is over there too. Will you do me a favor? Everybody here, if you would, click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link, go to the other live stream, and say, Jay is here. Here's the link. If you can do that, that would help me. I honestly don't. I can't even log into, well, I just got into the hotel Wi-Fi. But I'm it's not like I'm in the middle of nowhere, but I'm really off the grid right now. So if you're able to do that, that would help me. I really, really do appreciate it. I also don't even like shooting in portrait, but I can't seem to get around that in YouTube either. So obviously got some work to do. But I'm going to keep going. So the IARA show, obviously in times of shortage, talking about business, relationships, and networking. And even the folks that the advertisers on this channel know that these trade shows are huge for them building new business. Because, yes, one at a time, people tuning in and talking and sharing and chatting, that is awesome. But what we're hoping is that you know that there's somebody that you know that might need some of these services, like Vlog, asset tracking. How many people watching right now are actually going to personally set up a business account with a tracking asset management company to get tracking asset services? I'm going to go with maybe one. The thing is that we all use technology that we rely on to be connected to such services, right? So your bill of lading mobile app, thank you, Dennis. Ding. I don't have a bell or a buzzer or nothing. I really, really appreciate it. So Gerard, so somewhere below this video, you look down into the white space below the video, and there should be a share with an arrow. And if you click share, then it'll pop up like, it'll say link or copy, and you can grab that link and you can paste it. So share, copy, and then grab that YouTube link. It'll be /YOU.TUBE and something like that. That link, grab it and paste it. All right, I'm going to keep moving because I know that, you know, we're all, listen, I'm in Virginia. I'm not at my desk. Everybody somewhere. And do me a favor, feel free to put in the live chat, where are you? Why did you tune in tonight? What's on your mind? Where are you? What's your route? What's your company? What are you looking for? How's business? How have things changed? Anything. And I don't rely on the live chat. This also, you'll notice on my show, I don't stare at the screen and wait for somebody to chat something. No. I don't do that. But if you want to chat, great. And if you want to share the link, ding. So I want to say this too, is that, and I'm going to try not to make this too long. I'm already almost halfway through this show. I'm going to end it at like 30 minutes. You know how long this show is, and I apologize for that too. Well, the NAAA conference, the National Auto Auction Association, NAAA, and I encourage you to go to NAAA.com. The NAAA, the National Auto Auction Association. Hey, Super Dispatch, just posted. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I wish I was at my desk, and I wish I could ring the cowbell and all that stuff, but I can't because I'm on the road. And it's actually, I like being on the road for some shows occasionally because it reminds us how remote. When you're mobile all the time, if you're a transport driver, owner, operator, you're on the road all the time. And you can't control where you're going to be at what time. You know how hard it is to get owner operators on this show to be live on a Tuesday night? I mean, it's easier than it is during the day, but it's still hard. Which is why when I talk appointments on Dispatching Live, I am not a fan of appointments in auto transport. I don't think that should be a thing. And I also know it's not going away. So we're probably going to just keep talking about that. If you've missed Dispatching Live lately, man, that show's off the hook. So the NAAA, National Auto Auction Association, they were going to go live in Chicago at the end of September, which is just 2 or 3 weeks. They just canceled it. Now, it canceled, well, today is Tuesday. It actually canceled Friday. And I think it's because of COVID and all that stuff. And, you know, it's neither here nor there, any opinion otherwise. But it did cancel. And that, man, when that conference canceled, it affected so many businesses because they rely on that networking time for sales and just reinvigorating business relationships, which proves that when humans can't see other humans and speak, it affects business, and that's powerful. And that's that. That is why when things did go on lockdown, whatever, Zoom meetings became so important for speaking, meeting, doing business, networking, connecting. I rely on Zoom meetings to build business and build relationships. So it's just a really important part. It's never going to go away. On Auto Transport Intel, we are never going to stop talking about building relationships. What's up, Vlad? Ding. How are you doing? Thanks for tuning in. I want to say hello to Super Dispatch is in here. Gerard is in here. Here's a question for you guys. How did you find this live link rather than the other live link? I think the thing is, the other live link, the email went out. Anybody that normally watches this show is on that, sitting there waiting. Whereas if you're a diehard ATI fan, you found this sudden new live link. And I appreciate you doing that. Thank you so much. We talked about next week's show. I just mentioned the NAAA got canceled. We did so many shows at the IARA, and that is such a big deal because, again, one of the things about this format, you know, I look at trade shows, I look at other associations, I look at events, and for the groups I just mentioned, for associations that I just mentioned, for trade shows that I just mentioned, that is probably one of the most important things that they talk about. Oh, we just know that Jay is the best dispatcher. Okay. And I appreciate that. And I still get people asking me if I'll dispatch for them. And I do. I love that. What that means is people are still watching the videos that I made several years ago about dispatching. And that's really interesting too. Because with traditional content, you know, even though maybe it's syndicated, people know it's old and you're not, you know, I don't know, you're not tuning in. Although maybe Survivor Man still gets people watching his old episodes saying, did you live through it? And obviously he went on to make many more years of Survivor Man. But I appreciate that. And it means that there's a real hunger, even for information that I made several years ago, there's a hunger. So that's another important part of keeping it brief, giving context, information, education. And that's what this channel is really all about. You know, I had an email recently. You know, what is this channel really all about? Is it being confused with other, you know, sources or companies or otherwise? No, there's no confusion. Auto Transport Intel, everybody knows this that watches these videos. It's about auto transport. It's about building business in auto transport, whether it's being a carrier, finding a dispatcher, learning more about dealers, learning more about auctions, learning more about business networking. There isn't confusion. Not that I know of. If anybody is confused that this is not something to do specifically with auto transport and education and communication, please let me know. Put it in the comments below. Say, I'm confused, Jay. I don't know what this is all about. I don't see anybody posting that. So, for the folks that are confused, please let me know why. I also want to mention this. Let's see. So I jotted down some ideas. Where did you get that idea? You know, I've gone back to this. Where did you get that idea? You know, so I went to Denver. Carlos made it. What's up? Ding. Thank you. Thank you, Carlos. ACB Logistics. You were on the other feed. So do me a favor. Carlos, Michael, Super Dispatch. If there's still anybody, because I haven't seen Ty yet. If there's still anybody over there, please, right below this video, grab, see, share, click copy, grab that YouTube link, go over to the other live stream and say, I can't believe you're missing Jay. He's over here. He, you know, it's incredible. All right. Where'd you get that idea? So when I was in Denver and it was July and I was live from the campground, it was the day after, I realized, you know, I've had this thought for a while. We need to make a show about it. Where did you get that idea? Where did you? And it's not just, we're not talking about just dispatching and like, where did you get whatever idea you have right now, whatever you've been working on, maybe whatever you just gave up on, maybe whatever comes up tomorrow, you wake up in the middle of the night. Where did you get that idea? And where, maybe if you do some more research on that idea, maybe it's a great idea. Maybe it's a great idea. But so let's go back. Let's just pause for a second. So where did you get that idea? What can you do with that idea? What research? Maybe the idea makes you nervous. Maybe the idea makes you excited. But what can you do based on that idea, since we have information at our fingertips and YouTube videos? You can do Google searches. Yeah, you can read books, go to the library, check out Microfish. But what can you do to verify an idea, or maybe verify that the idea is not good? Either way, what can you do with that idea? Follow through with the thought of that idea and come up with a decision. Because you know that I'm talking about auto transport. Thank you, Carlos. You know that I'm talking about auto transport, and you know that I'm probably talking about carriers and dispatchers, right? Building an auto transport business. Because, for example, we know that I've been asking the question, is Carvana single car hauling? Is that auto transport? And I hear less definitive no's than I used to, but I know the definitive no is still out there. Well, where did you get that idea? Where did you get the idea that Carvana single car hauling is not auto transport? Well, is that because of something in the past? I mean, years ago. Thank you, Lincoln. Your boy Lincoln Guzman from Future GT. Absolute Futuro GT Logistics in Florida. Thank you, Lincoln. Absolutely. I appreciate that. Because, hey, what's up, Jake? How's it going, man? Thanks for tuning in. I'm live in Virginia. I'm in a hotel room, and I'm talking about where'd you get that idea? Because more and more, we're starting to really see that maybe you got the wrong idea. Whatever idea you had that might have been real, maybe 10 years ago, you could be positive. Let's double check that. Is Carvana single car hauling auto transport? The answer today is yes. 10 years ago, maybe not. Maybe no way. Maybe that was towing, whatever it was. And by the way, why wasn't the tow driver taking that load off of Central? Because it didn't pay enough? So where'd you get the idea that the load posted on Central, too cheap for a tow driver, but still wasn't auto transport? Who's going to move that? And how did it get moved? And whoever posted it for that rate, where'd you get that idea? Where did you get the idea that that thing's going to move for that rate? If you transport a car, I think just maybe you're an auto transporter. I agree with you, Jake. Ding. But I'm not sure everybody does, although I think more and more people do. Is Driveaway auto transport? Where'd you get that idea? So I know I'm being repetitive, but I think it's really important. And I think one of the things that we talk about, the verticals, right? OEMs, auctions, dealers, carriers, brokers, services, the loads themselves, regulations, equipments. We talk about all these verticals. Why are the verticals so fragmented? Why don't they communicate? And we know, Ty and I know, we've been at shows where we've talked to a dealer, hey, how's everything going with transport? The dealer says, he throws up his hands and says, oh, it's awful. Oh, yeah? Well, we'll press him. So why is it awful? Are you talking? Do you talk to the carriers? The answer is usually no. All right. Well, why not? Where did you get the idea that you can't talk to the carriers? Probably past experience, which is past experiences where we get a lot of ideas. Well, I know there's a guy that wants to give you a different experience, but you haven't talked to him. You haven't built a relationship. He hasn't built a relationship with you. Well, why not? Well, he either doesn't like that idea, thinks you're going to be cheap, etc. Well, where'd you get that idea? Past experience. Okay. Well, let's try a new experience. Well, here's a problem. Who's got time to do that stuff, Jay? I'm driving around. I'm too busy. So one of the other reasons next week, we want to talk about revisiting building a business, because we're going to do a show. It's going to be me, Ty, then we're going to bring on Brian Riker, then we're going to bring on Lionel Yates, we're going to add Sue, Murphy Auto Transport, and then we're going to also add Candy at Jack Sports Storage. It's going to be a great show because, again, building a business, oh, Ty made it. Hey, what's up? Exotic Hotshot is here. Constantine is here. Thank you guys so much. I know. Here's what I want to say. I apologize for being live on this stream instead of that stream. Here's the deal. I shared that link earlier today through email. And I planned to see if I could figure out how to find it. But honestly, even like I'm in portrait, I don't want to be in portrait. You know me. I always do the show in landscape. Hey, what's up, John Lyric? I don't like being shot in portrait because I like landscape. Anyways, I can't figure out how to get there on my phone. I don't know if I can't do it. If it's an Apple thing, it's an Android thing. And along with that, I can't find the link that I set earlier. I don't know why it's so difficult. I'm sure it's easy. I'm sure it's just it. Hey, what's up, BM? Everybody's making it over. Thank you so much. Mark is here. What's going on? All right, so here's what we're going to do. I've been live for 26 minutes, but we're into chapter two because we got some of our other folks here. So I'm going to go for 15 minutes. What I've been talking about is we're going to do next week. I was just talking about that. Next week, we're going to do our show about building an auto transport business with Jay, Ty, Brian, Lionel, Sue, and Candy. That's going to be great. That's next Tuesday night. Also, this week we will have no DOT compliance tomorrow. I'll be traveling tomorrow. Thursday we will have dispatching live. Friday we'll have cars on the move. So Ty, get ready because we got cars on the move on Friday. It's endearing having problems. Jake, we can't wait to hear more about what's been going on with you, actually. And I love that. Thank you guys for tuning in, saying hello in the live chat. Thanks for the likes, the shares, for helping the other side of the audience coming over. One of the other things I was mentioning, too, is that NAAA was canceled. We were pushing hard to go to Chicago at the end of the month. And when it comes to businesses and networking and sales, etc., the cancellation of that show is slightly devastating to many people. And that's really unfortunate. And these things happen. And Lincoln, look at that. Lincoln is ringing the cowbell. I have nothing to replicate a cowbell here. Not at all. I mean, I can swing the water around. Thank you, Lincoln, so much, buddy. I appreciate that for your contribution to the channel. I thank you. And I do want to say, of course, thank you, Black Widow. Actually, I was in touch with Black Widow today. We got more great things happening with Black Widow Imaging, VLOG, Virtual Asset Tracking Solutions. Visit VILOG.io. Of course, Auto IMS, Transport CR app. Thank you. You can email condition reports, info@conditionreports.com. There's Ty ringing the car bell. All right, I'll swing the water since that's all I got. I'm swinging the water for Ty. Ty is the man. Thank you, Ty. Thank you so much for making it in here today. Lincoln, welcome, buddy. I'll catch the replay. Got to go. Okay, Lincoln, you take care. Flip the water bottle, okay? Oh, right. You know what? I don't think this one can land. And plus, I don't have the skills to do it. But I do appreciate that. Murphy Auto Transport Services, thank you. I'm excited to have Sue on the show next Tuesday night. I'm excited. If you've been catching Dispatching Live, if you haven't caught Dispatching Live lately, please try to tune in Thursday. Even if you're driving down the road, I'll tell you what, I think that show is amazing. The things that we talk about, and some of the, because you know what it's like to be up on the load boards, and you can't believe the loads that are posted. You can't believe the rates that are posted. It's also hard to believe that carriers can get ratings easier than brokers. I'm speculating, but we are seeing that. We actually showed demonstrations of how that seems to be the case. Now, again, I'm speculating. It's an allegation. It's unprovable. Otherwise, hearsay. But that's what we're seeing. And that's the kind of stuff we talk about on Dispatching Live. So the NAAA shows is tough. IARA, we went live, we did great stuff. So Automotive Logistics Detroit, that's another thing I want to mention here, is that Automotive Logistics Detroit, that is in, Ty is going to be live. We're still live. Kimberly asks, how's it go? We're still live, Kimberly. Automotive Logistics is in Detroit in October, and it's about supply chain. And because chip shortage, material shortage, there's going to be all kinds of shortage conversation. And EV is another one. If you missed the show with Joe Bercari, oh my gosh, chip shortage in car hauling, no doubt. What you want to do is go check out that show. I can't share the link. I don't have it in front of me. But it's on Auto Transport Intel. It was 2 weeks ago, I believe. Chip shortage in car hauling. And if you go in the video description, you can do this on any of my videos, you know this. You go down in the video description, you see in the time codes. And you can skip some ones, especially on a Tuesday night, because it's lots of ads and live chat and stuff, which is great when it's live. But otherwise, you want to skip it. Go down to where Joe speaks at like the 40 or 50 minute mark, and he gives a presentation feeling a little short. It's a 30 minute chip shortage presentation. Awesome. And since this show is also a podcast, if you don't want to watch it, get on the podcast. The links for the podcast are also in the descriptions of the show. Click on the podcast, get that, and listen to that, because it's easy to jump ahead in a podcast. Amazing. Joe Bercari has been throwing it down. And that's another thing, too, is that, listen, if you, there's somebody you've seen on the show and you'd like to hear them speak again, let me know. Put it in the video description comments. You can put it into the live chat. You can always email me, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Send me an email. Let me know who you've heard speak that you'd like to hear more of. Could be a panelist. We've had some amazing panelists lately. Actually, shout out to Caitlin Shirk over at Columbus Fair Auto Auction. She's been on the show several times. They also go live at their auction. And they're talking, and we're seeing more and more sales and promotion of vehicles running through lanes at auctions. On LinkedIn, we see more of that. So that's really cool stuff. Backhaul, where'd you get that idea? Let's go back to where'd you get that idea? Because, you know, either what should be happening, here's what should be happening. We're going to talk about this next Tuesday night. So if you're building your business, and we know from Thursdays on Dispatching Live that it's hard to get loads when you're new, right? Not everybody will give you a load, get the runaround, all the stuff, plus you don't know if you're negotiating a good rate, and you feel like because you are new and they're looking up your company and they're hedging their bets and they're playing rate poker with you, you're trying to figure out, how do I get a good deal on this load? Well, here's a recommendation. If you're in that position, if you want to book a load off the load board, stay loaded. And again, if I say any of this and you disagree, go ahead and let me know. I'm not trying to start a fight. I'm trying to give good advice. I'm trying to help new businesses stay in business because we're seeing a lot of turnover, right? That's nothing new. Either somebody you talked to should be on the reason you went somewhere or on the backhaul. And if you've gone a year without either of those happening with a relationship, then I think it's time to go back to business development 101. And I also know that I'm not behind the wheel of a truck, and I'm saying these things. I'm not a driver. I'm not loading or unloading right now. I get it. And that actually doesn't work for everybody. I understand that. Well, the thing is that a lot of the experts, consultants, sales folks in your own organization, they don't load either. Many business development and sales folks are not loading and unloading either. They're driving sales for the business, and they're thinking in terms that I'm thinking, in that Ty and I know that there are large auto transport businesses and organizations going to these trade shows. Why? To build relationships and grow business with other companies that are moving more than one car, right? The POV, privately owned vehicles, the stuff you find on U-Ship, you do all that work and you're only going to move one car for that entity once, right? There's no repeat business in that. There are probably not large auto transport businesses going to random, like, flower and garden shows, trying to pick up business to move one car for one person once. That is not how you grow a business. Now, that could be happening, and there may be an opportunity in, like, some local print, trade, web publication. This is where we see, because the advertising for snowbirds is usually in some kind of a, you'll do like targeted niche marketing, excuse me, like maybe like a, maybe like a New Jersey to Florida retirement email or web catalog that you could advertise snowbird auto transport, right? And you wouldn't even do that. You're going to show a picture of a couple elderly people like petting a dog, and it might say, need a car shipped? Okay, that is a form of niche marketing, and it works. But if you're trying to build, and we also know this, here's this one. Let's say you go to a trade show, and let's say you talk to a company, or let's say you go to the dealership and you talk to them and you make a deal, and they hand you 20 car keys and say, great, I need all these moved tomorrow. And you're a three car wedge. But Jay, what am I going to do with that? Well, here it is. You're going to start making relationships in your vertical to find either sub haulers or other carriers. And now you do need to probably get a broker's license, which we keep saying, being a carrier broker, asset light carrier, etc., is part of growing a business. I want to get off my soapbox. It's not something I'm not here to just keep cramming it down the throat of the listeners, but it is something we believe in, because we do get a little frustrated with, what's your business model? See dispatcher. Let's see. Yeah, we talked about, where'd you get that idea? We talked about building relationships, finding customers, staying informed. Again, staying informed, because after you have the idea and you're trying to verify information, who are you listening to? I mean, go ahead and, you know, watch other videos on this channel to verify who you're listening to, why you're listening to us. But you know what? We also don't feel like we're just speaking to you. That's why we have panel discussions and other forms of interaction, because it's a community. This is an educational resource in auto transport. If you are shipping vehicles, if you are growing as a carrier, or if you're a dealer looking to expand, or an auto auction, it's very clear what they do on Auto Transport Intel. They talk about auto transport. It's an education. It's a community. You can contact. You can network. You can grow. You can send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. You can comment below any of the videos. There are videos talking about auto transport community and business networking. Why is Jay saying these things? Because somebody has mentioned there's confusion about what this channel's about. There's no confusion. I just laid it out. And everybody here is either in auto transport or helping their business with auto transport. Is there anybody here that is not involved in auto transport in some way, or transportation, or logistics? I'm just saying it because somebody mentioned that, and I'm making it clear. And if that person that is confused, if they're watching this live stream, there's no confusion at what they do at Auto Transport Intel. They talk about auto transport. Okay. If you're here for this right now, later on, you're probably going to find out what I'm talking about. I'm being general and cryptic, but right. Or if you're shipping a vehicle. But if you work in computers and that's it, no, you're probably not here. There's no confusion. Yeah, I'll tell you what I'm talking about one of these times. All right, so listen, here's the deal. It is now almost an hour past, and We've done about 40 minutes, which is about 10 minutes longer than I. And actually, this has been more interesting than the Denver show. The Denver show was tough. I was at a campground. I was walking around. I was completely unprepared. And at least here I've got a couple notes. I've got my laptop. You're here. It seems like you can see me okay. You can hear me okay. And listen, I want to thank Ty. Dude, Ty, thank you so much for your contribution, participation. Also, when I need to bounce an idea off somebody, where'd you get that idea? When I want to bounce an idea off somebody, when I want to write, everybody needs to have somebody they can bounce ideas off of. So hey, listen, if you feel like you don't have anybody you can bounce an idea off of, and this whether you're the CEO or you're the dispatcher, anywhere in between, if you feel like you just don't have somebody you can bounce an idea off of and get a genuine response with some knowledge and others in a community and networking and businesses, we will do that. That's right. Ty put it in there. Call Ty. 417-483-2764. You can call Ty. You can email me, autotransportintel@gmail.com. You can put it in the comments below. You can watch other videos that we've made. You can contact, if people put their contact info, contact them. Because we want to help you, even if you just want to bounce a crazy idea, or maybe you just want to complain. Right, Ty? Let's say you just do not get it. How is this possible? How is Carvana single car haul or car hauling? Let us know. We want to help because everything is changing. Oh my gosh. I mean, and I know you get tired of hearing that too. I get tired of hearing that too, but it's true. Between electric vehicles and business models and online car buying and parts shortage and on it goes. I mean, from OEM to auction to dealer to shipper to carrier to broker, the technology, the loads themselves, the regulations. I honestly don't have any idea how a single owner operator can keep it all straight, has it all covered, no problems, getting rich. The only problem we have, Jay, is counting money fast enough. If that is your problem, I want you to send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. And let me, you don't have to tell me your secret sauce. I don't want to know your customers. I don't want to know. I just want to know you're the one company that can't count money fast enough. And here's one for you. Here's one, Ty, I was thinking about. You know, because we have read, some dealers have said, even though we have lower inventory, we're making more money than we were before. How about this, Ty? If that's the case, this is an opportunity to squeeze for more carrier pay. Less inventory, higher profit at the dealership. It's time to pay the carrier, which is what we always talk about. Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, pay the carrier. The carrier did the work. The carrier gets the money to stay in business and be profitable and grow. And if the carrier is not making the money to stay in business and stay profitable and grow, there's something wrong with the transaction. Either the shipper has the wrong idea, or somebody else has the wrong idea. And if it's gotten this far, and this is the way it's always been done, and we keep adding floors to our building, well, it's time for that to change too. Because if there's this much driver shortage, then there's an opportunity. If you're an owner operator, and you just sent me an email saying that you got a lot of questions, but you just need a dispatcher, I want you to tune in next Tuesday night, because we're really asking you, where did you get that idea? Because we need to start bringing on more fleets that are looking for drivers onto the show, and start connecting some of those fleets with the driver shortage problem to the small business owner operators that want to grow a business. And on that, I thank you for your time tonight. Thank you for joining me again on a Tuesday Nights Live. I'm glad we were able to have this conversation. And I appreciate you. So, guys, put it in the comments. Thank you so much. Let me know how we can help. We see you next Tuesday night. Again, no DOT compliance tomorrow. I'll be traveling. Thank you, Ty. Thank you so much, buddy, for ringing the cowbell and swinging the water around. All right, take care, everybody. I'm going to hit the button. There's no car hauler on this one. I'm just going to hit X. It's going to end, and we'll see you. Please do join us Thursday on Dispatching Live. Get the podcast. And then, Ty, I will see you again on Friday for Cars on the Move. So let me know. Keep me posted on what you have in mind on that. BM, you have a great night, too. Lincoln Guzman, you have a good night, too. John Larrick, thank you. John, we want to talk to you more, but, you know, timing is everything. So let us know how we can help. Thanks, everybody. Virginia is awesome. If you get a chance to travel, enjoy the food and go, you know, walk around. Oh, we went to Monticello. We toured Monticello, Thomas Jefferson's home. Amazing. Those historical tours are amazing. You learn so much. It makes you think so much about where did you get that idea. All right. Stay safe, everybody. I'll see you soon. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Peace out. Take care. Talk soon.